In Britain, meanwhile, nearly 600,000 East Europeans have flocked to the country since their nations joined the European Union 3 years ago, far surpassing the 15,000 arrivals the British government expected to come each year. Economists say the immigrants have added billions of pounds to British national wealth and helped keep inflation in check. But a recent opinion poll shows that many ordinary Britons fear the recent arrivals are taking away their jobs and sometimes resent their presence. Another survey carried out by the Catholic Research Institute shows that many of the new arrivals are unregistered workers earning less than the minimum wage. It says these irregular migrant workers often live a life of fear and are being exploited by both their employers and their landlords. With the lion's share of the immigrants coming from a strongly Catholic country like Poland, this has translated into a dramatic increase in the numbers of Catholics living in Britain, especially in the capital. So how is the Catholic Church in London coping with the challenges and opportunities presented by the new ethnic communities?
I think the most important opportunity is that these new migrants bring a vitality of faith.
Bishop Alan Hopes is in charge of ethnic chaplaincies in the Archdiocese of Westminster. He spoke to my colleague Susie Hodges about how the influx of migrants has changed the face of the church in London.
They're very devout, they're very committed to the church, and they show how much they love the church. And I think, they give a very good example to the indigenous church here in England and Wales.
What about the challenges, though? Because is it true that in some cases priests have been literally overwhelmed by the sheer numbers of new Catholic immigrants?
I think that's only true within the Polish community. Within the parishes, priests have coped very well. Some of the Polish communities have leapt from 2,000 people going to Mass to 6,000 almost overnight. And that, of course, has provided an awful lot of complications. But in England, we have what's called the Polish Mission, which is run by an Episcopal vicar, and he has brought in nearly 100 new priests to cope with the numbers of Poles. I think the challenge that it brings to the local church in Westminster, and indeed Southwark and Brentwood, which are all part of the capital of London, I think it is a pastoral challenge to make sure that the younger people have access to the sacraments. Those who've come across who are married or who have young children, it's a challenge to try and find them places in Catholic schools. I think, too, that the society thinks the church is old and declining, out of touch with the young, and we've got to stand up for them to be given the proper pay and living conditions. We've got to find fresh ways to support families, to challenge our government on all sorts of issues.
You talked there about the living conditions of these new immigrants. I mean, how would you describe their morale? Is it true that very often they're living a life of fear because they're working sometimes in Britain illegally and they're being exploited both by their employers and their landlords?
I think there is some exploitation going on, and certainly I think we would want to address issues like housing. I mean, I do understand that a lot of people are put in one room or two rooms or whatever, and how difficult that must be for them all. So there are huge challenges that we have to address. Housing, employment, people who will try to benefit from their difficulties. We have heard stories, where many of the migrants have been relieved of their money almost within a few days of arrival. And so when you have no money in a big capital city, how difficult it is to go any further. So there are big challenges on that.
So when it comes to their morale, I mean, despite these difficulties, are they still relatively upbeat about living and working in Britain?
Well, I think they are in the main. There are some who would sink, and I think there is evidence of homelessness, drug addiction, alcoholism and so on. That's not just the Polish immigrants, that's across the board. I think on on the whole, morale is good. You find that sometimes they're a bit bewildered. Some of them can't speak English terribly well, and so that provides a lot of difficulties for them. Where the church comes into its own, we have about 47 ethnic chaplaincies now for foreign language communities within the London area, and these priests have mass for their communities, and that's where they find fraternity, friendship and encouragement. And I think that's one of the most important things we have to encourage.
You said, in fact, that the Catholic Church is particularly well suited to accept immigrants into its community. But is there any reluctance in some quarters, say among your indigenous parishioners, for instance?
I think there's a broad welcome for the new arrivals. I think in London, you see, we're in a huge multicultural international city. So apart from jobs and schooling and so on, migrants on the whole sort of get lost in the whole of the city. I think you see the Catholic Church has always been a migrant church. And that's true right from the very beginning when the hierarchy was re-established back in the 1850s. So the church has always welcomed people from other countries.
What further action would the Catholic Church like to see the government taking to help alleviate the often precarious living conditions of these new migrants and generally to help them integrate into society?
The government must take every opportunity to make it clear that the migrants are welcome. With regard to the migrants who've come illegally, somehow we've got to declare some sort of amnesty and receive them as well. Obviously, as a country, you can't take everybody, but I think we've got to be generous.
Just one other last question. When you go out and about in the streets in many areas of London now, is it very visible, the impact of these new migrants? Have they set up their own shops and other things to help them feel at home?
Yes. I know that some of the parishes that I have a responsibility for, you suddenly see new shops opening with the different language. I know certainly in one place I've seen a whole string of shops become Polish shops. And they sell Polish goods, Polish newspapers, but they're still selling the English stuff as well, which is very good. That's how it should be, of course.
Bishop Alan Hopes there in charge of ethnic chaplaincies in the Archdiocese of Westminster. But when it comes to the migrants themselves, what are their views about their host country? How easy is it for them to integrate, find a job and accommodation in Britain?
I came here for 3 months of the summer holiday, but as I found a good job very quick, I decided to stay.
Peter Szlepinski came from Poland to London a year ago and carries out repair and maintenance work on local properties. Though he hasn't become too involved with his local church, he says immigrants receive mixed reactions and don't always find it easy to settle down or make a living for themselves in Britain.
Everything for me gone very fast because I was very excited to find a job and to establish myself here.
And was it easy for you to find accommodation?
In the beginning, it's very hard because you will find insufficient accommodation. Conditions are not too good.
There have been cases that some of the recent migrants are being exploited. You know, they're being asked too much money for very poor quality accommodation, or they're being paid very low wages. Has that been your experience, or do you know people who've had that problem?
It's true. When people come in here, they hardly speak their language in most of the times. And I would say even desperate to find accommodation if they don't have... If every plan collapses when they're coming here, because that will happen to me. I had a flat and I had a work, as I thought, but when I came here, everything disappeared in the same moment. So I was really struggling to find something. And then that's how I end up in a place very overcrowded and it was quite expensive. I had a room with the other people, so it wasn't too comfortable.
And when it comes to the British people, the people of London, in general, I mean, how welcoming have they been? Have you found that sometimes there's been prejudices against you and the other migrants?
I must say that I've been very lucky to meeting people in here because I've met, in a few first days in London, I've met my actual boss and two bosses. I've been working for them through agency on a weekend job, and they've been very kind to me. But also I find people who haven't been very polite. They actually don't like migrants because they think that we're taking their jobs. But I know it's not like that.
Do you think at this point you're planning to stay in England, or do you think you will eventually go back to Poland?
As for now, I'm planning to stay here and maybe start some studies. But yes, I'm planning to establish my life here and stay here.
Peter Szlepinski talking there with my colleague Susie Hodges.